Right, well, joining me now is the new Ossett Town manager, Grant Black. Grant, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are yourself?
I'm not too bad, thank you. And Grant, then, the new opportunity is here. You're the new Ossett Town boss. Just, first of all, how did this role come about?
I've been in football a long time now, even though I'm only 31. I've done all my coaching badges and sort of always been involved in the coaching side since I was sort of 25, 26 at Buxton. Always looked to sort of had a passion for managing. Recently been assisting Marty Hume at Matlock and sort of had even more of a taste of it and spoke to him myself, got a bit of advice from him and just sort of explained that I wanted to spread my wings, so to speak, and get my own job, really. So saw the Ossett job available and sort of made contact with the club.
And obviously you've been an assistant, now you're moving up to being a manager. Just how much are you looking forward to that?
I'm absolutely buzzing. Yeah, I'm buzzing. I'm grateful, obviously, for Ossett taking a chance, so to speak, on a new manager. But like say, in the interview, I think I got across as to why I feel that I'd be an advantage. You know, I'm hungry. I'm eager to succeed. I'm not someone that's been around block and is just happy to sort of roll on by for the next few years. I need to be successful if I want to kick on and move up in my management career. And I feel that Ossett will be a good place to start. It's a precarious position, but I feel that players that I can bring in and players that are there at the minute, we can turn it around.
I was going to say, when you look at the position at the moment, obviously it needs to improve or it will be relegation at the end of the campaign.
Yeah, it definitely needs to improve. You know, I've not sort of met lads yet. I'll be meeting them tomorrow, but obviously the relegation word will not be mentioned while I'm around in change room. Because, like I say, I think that the players that I'm going to be bringing in and the players that are there that are going to be selected, I think with a fresh voice and new ideas will, you know, will kick on and we'll get a run of games together. And like I say, win one or two, it brings confidence and hopefully we'll kick on from there.
And looking at your career in football, like you said, you've had quite a career to say that you're only 31 years old. You've been involved in football for quite a while.
Yeah, I definitely look older than 31, I've been told recently, so probably down to non-league soccer. But yeah, I've been around a long time, played under some good managers, some good assistants, you know, things like that. So I've picked a lot of things up, played at a lot of clubs, you know, good clubs. And like I say, I feel that I can bring all that sort of experience as far as what I've learned with me, and that's only going to benefit Ossett Town, hopefully.
And looking at your time at Matlock Town, just how tough was it to leave? Because obviously it sounds like you had a very good relationship with everyone there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't speak highly enough. Obviously, I were a Buxton player for a long time. So I think when I did join Matlock, there were a few eyebrows raised. But like I said, Mark Hume, who got the manager's job, I was playing in North Ferriby at the time, playing for them, but he offered me that role, and I knew it was the next step that I wanted to take. And like I say, a great club, again similar to Ossett, daunting prospect. Mark were a first time manager, 12 points adrift, but we had confidence, he had confidence, and that we could get him out of it. And you know, that's kind of what I'm taking into the Ossett thing. It's a tough position, but I've been involved in it as a player and as an assistant manager before, so I've got no qualms about taking it on and getting him out of that.
And looking at the statement from James Rogers, the chairman of Ossett Town, he said that you've got a clear vision for the future. Just what does that future entail?
Future entails securing the status in Evo Stick 1, for starters. That'll be first and foremost. And like I say, we'll be doing everything we can to do that. And then, like I say, I'm confident we will do that. And from then forward, it gives us a summer to obviously then bring in players, get my philosophy across to the team, to the club. And that'll run through. You know, they've got a great youth set up at Ossett Town, all the way up to sort of under-18s, under-21s, you know, reserves. So I feel that the whole club will have a philosophy of how I want to play football, what I expect. And like I say, hopefully we'll then utilise the players that are playing below and dangle them a carrot that if they're good enough, you know, they'll get into the first team, and we don't need to be traipsing around country watching players if we've got them on his own doorstep.
And I was going to mention there with the squad, like you said, you're meeting them tomorrow for the first time. Is it a case that it's a blank sheet of paper for them now? They've all got a chance to impress you.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be going into it sort of, you know, we're a blank sheet for everyone. And like I say, everyone's going to have a chance. Everyone's going to have a chance tomorrow. We're going to train on Thursday. I'm going to meet everyone and tell them what I expect. And like I say, that'll roll on for Saturday. I'll obviously be looking to bring a few players in before weekend. Players that I've worked with before, players that I can trust. But like I say, everyone that's there, no one will be getting shoved out of the door until sort of I've given them a fair crack at whip. But obviously, there's only 16 games left, so I ain't got long to sort of give them too many chances, but they'll all get a fresh start starting from tomorrow.
And with the amount of clubs you've played for and the amount of people that you've got to know, do you feel that you're in an advantage when it comes to getting players in? Because obviously you'll be able to have words with people and make sure the people you are bringing in are ones you can trust.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's obviously a big factor is trust. You've got to be able to trust players that you're bringing in, especially when you're in a position that Ossett are in, you know. But yeah, through non-league soccer and being involved, I have got a lot of contacts and, like I say, I've built up a lot of good relationships where I can call on people now to sort of call in a few favours that I've helped people out over the years with various things. I'll call in a few favours now and get players from leagues above that are playing at minute or sort of in and around their squads. And like I say, I think that can only help us, basically. If we can bring a bit of quality in there, it's going to help the players that are already there and boost their confidence as well.
And the next game is against Darlington 1883. It's a cup match, and it's a game where you will basically just be taking a watching brief, being able to look at the squad. How important do you think that game can be, just for you to have an idea what the squad's about?
I think it's massively, massively important. You know, it's... like I said, as bread and butter is survival in this league. But like I say, it's a game tomorrow where I can sort of have a good look again at everyone. I watched the game Saturday against Radcliffe, but obviously that's just one game, so I don't like to make snap judgments. So I'll be watching tomorrow. That'll give me another chance. And obviously after the game, I might go in and sort of have a chat to players and sort of tell them what I thought of the game. And like I say, it just gives me an idea of what I've got to work with for Saturday, which is obviously a massive game.
And you look there at the upcoming matches, a lot of crucial games coming up against some tough teams, but you must be looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, massive. That's, you know, people that know me that I've played for or played with, you know, that's what I were all about, you know. I'm up for a challenge. Like I say, I'm very... You don't get a job if a team's top. It's very rare you're going to get offered a job where a team's top at league and everything's rosy. So I weren't expecting that. You're always going to get called upon for a job with a team that's struggling generally. So I've accepted that. And like I say, if it was something I didn't feel that we could do, then I would not have applied for a job. I wouldn't have took the job. Like I say, it's my first job. Ossett Town are third bottom at league in February. If they get relegated, no one will talk about that they were third bottom when I got the job. They'll talk about that they were relegated, and I'll be associated with that, which I don't want to be. So I've got every confidence that we can stay up. And like I say, if I didn't, I wouldn't have risked my first job being somewhere where I thought it were doomed straight away.